TPP is about, with 12 countries representing 40% of the global economy, it's about opening other markets for our exports. We're already an open economy. Our average applied tariff is 1.4%. 80% of what we import from TPP countries already comes in duty-free. And we don't use regulations like sanitary and phytosanitary standards as a disguised barrier to trade. But when we look around this region and the rest of the world, we face tariffs of up to 50% on beef, 40% on poultry, and we face countries that do use regulations as a barrier to trade. And TPP will eliminate or greatly reduce those tariffs and ensure that as countries regulate, as their tariffs come down, they don't replace them with non-tariff barriers. And so this is critically important. This is a region that is going to have 3.2 billion middle-class consumers by 2030. And the first thing the middle-class consumers want is more protein, higher quality food, more nutrition in their diet. And that means products grown, raised here in the United States. Made in America, grown in America, raised in America is a great brand in this region. It's what consumers want. And we don't want to be shut out of these markets by other countries who are already negotiating or have negotiated trade agreements and will get the access to these markets at our expense. And we don't want the rules of the road to be set by other countries who may not share our interests and our values. So there's a lot here at stake economically as well as strategically. These countries want us to be involved in their lives. They want our engagement. And as a Pacific power, we want to be engaged. It's a key part of our rebalancing strategy towards Asia. TPP is a critical component of that. We're here today to talk mostly about ag issues, but the same thing could be said on manufacturing and on services. This is an agreement that is good for every part of the U.S. economy and will help promote more exports, and those exports support good-paying jobs here in the United States.
Froman stressed that U.S. beef exports would increase by 444 million pounds as a result of TPP, resulting in increased cash receipts totaling $1.14 billion. All told, he said, it's estimated that TPP will boost annual net farm income in the U.S. by $4.4 billion. Froman said with these benefits at hand, the cost of inaction is alarming, so together let's ensure we never pay them. Following Ambassador Froman's address, an estimated 300 cattle producers from across the country hit Capitol Hill to meet with their congressional representatives.